flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming to you from New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. Thanks to the great Marcus Allen for joining the show. If you miss anything on the show, in the Odyssey app, you can go back up to 2 days on the show, up to any time. Listen there, so if you missed that, or just download the podcast. Joining us now, as he does Thursdays at 4 o'clock, the great Mike Mayock. You can hear Mike every week on the Believe in Birds podcast. Mike, here we are. It is actually the game that we have on Sunday. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, but I'm guessing not as good as you guys down there in New Orleans.
Well, you know, day one in New Orleans, doing great. After 5 days in New Orleans, it's a lot, my friend. Yeah. You know,
we're ready to go home, Mike.
did Ike run out of Ike juice, or what happened?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I ran out of Ike juice, gas, fuel, everything else, man.
Yeah.
I'm on fumes right now.
I think Ike ran into a town that has more Ike juice than Ike actually has.
For real. Seriously, it's nonstop, these people, man.
So, Mike, you know, you don't have a lot of opportunities all the time, you who looks at, you know, the entire league, to really dial in on one game for this amount of time, you know, from last Monday till now. Like, thinking about the game, talking to people, looking at film, what do you think is just sort of like the one big matchup that you see that, if you could pick one matchup that you think determines the game on Sunday, what do you think it is?
Wow. I'm pretty excited about watching Spags' defense, believe it or not, on first down, and how heavily he tries to stop the run on first down. And, you know, I've watched, I think, every Barkley run in the playoffs. And on first down, he's been devastating. And the Eagles are, you know, playing in second and three, he's chunking it for 60 and a touchdown like he did the first carry last week. So I'm really intrigued to see what Spags does on first down and whether he tries to force him to throw the ball on first down. And then really I think the key to the whole game, guys, is just what we've talked about the last few weeks, which is Jalen Hurts and the pass game against Kansas City's defense. And to put it really simply, guys, like if it's a blowout, I think the Eagles win. If the Eagles play the way they have a better roster, and if they win the turnover battle the way they have in the playoffs, I think they can win by a couple touchdowns. However, if this game gets into the second half of the fourth quarter, and it's a one score game, then I think Kansas City wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much where everyone has come to, is that if we would love to see this be a two-score game in the middle of the fourth quarter because of what is waiting on the other side. And by the way, it's not just Mahomes and Reed. It is, you know, watching that AFC Championship game and what Spagnuolo was able to do to Josh Allen and the Bills on that final drive when they had some success that game moving the ball and scoring as well.
I mean, there's no question. And we don't talk enough about Spag. And, you know, I look at what they did against Buffalo on that final drive, and he's fearless. I mean, he's just dialing up zero pressure blitzes. And then I think back to the Green Bay game when Philadelphia had the ball in the red zone, and Green Bay went zero blitz, two out of three plays, and Philadelphia couldn't handle it. They were confused, and they went 0 for 3, three passes. All of them made no sense whatsoever. So those are the things that worry me. If the Philadelphia pass game can be efficient, and we've talked about it the last 5 weeks, ball gets out on time, and he trusts AJ, and he trusts Devontae with man coverage, I don't think he can beat them. If the ball gets out and he trusts them, but if there's any hesitation whatsoever, it's a crapshoot.
Let me ask you, with Coach Sirianni in this game, Mike, how do you think he approaches coaching this game? Is it, you know, because he had the first portion of the season, I think maybe game six, where I thought it was a little bit too aggressive in, you know, going for it on fourth or not taking the points when they present themselves. And I think it made some games tighter than it needed to be. And then it was after that Jags game that he really went back to, you know, not as aggressive, a little bit more conservative, and let the game sort of play itself out. And they started dominating teams. I'm wondering, in this game, is there an urge for him to want to be overly aggressive because of who's on the other side of the field with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid?
Yeah, and I think that is a really good question. And I tie it in a little bit, Ike, to the conversation about red zone. Like, Philadelphia's defense was number five in the league in red zone. Kansas City was number eight. Okay, Kansas City plays its best defense by far in the red zone. So who kicks field goals? Who scores touchdowns? That's a big deal in this game.
Yep.
And I think with Nick, like, let's pick a situation, third and six on the plus 18-yard line. Okay, that's a pass down for every team in the league, except maybe the Eagles. If you're Nick and you give the ball to Barkley and you pick up four and it's fourth and two, I think he's going for it.
And yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm with you, Ike, where I thought early in the year, a couple of things, you know, when they threw the ball to Barkley and all on fourth down and he dropped it, and like, I was like, you're being too aggressive. But I am a proponent in four down football when it makes sense. When you can put pressure on the other team, especially when their quarterback is named Mahomes, you got fourth and one or fourth and two, and you're who the Eagles have been all year. Yeah. I mean, let's go for it. But yeah, that's why I think the third down calls are interesting. And I think that'll answer your question a little bit, Ike, is what he's doing on third down. If he's running the ball, then what it's telling you is he's setting it up to go for it on fourth.
Well, and the you can wear the defense out a little bit. I mean, I remember the game ended up pretty lopsided in the Eagles' favor. But on that opening drive for the Commanders, where they just kept going for it on fourth down and kept getting it, all I could see for the rest of that game was like, oh, no. You know what I mean? Like, how many plays can our defense actually hold up? And the reason I like going for it on fourth down is that it puts that added pressure and that added wear and tear on the defense that you're playing.
Yeah, and you know, Ike and I were both defensive players, and I'm guessing we both would attest to the fact that when it was fourth and one, I always liked seeing the offense jogging off the field.
Yep.
Right.
Right. And not yes. putting the pressure on you to stop fourth and one or fourth and two, because a heavy percentage of the time they're going to make it. But back then, the coaches didn't think the risk was worth the reward. That's flipped now. And if Washington didn't turn the ball over four times last week, that could have been a completely different football game. And because I'm with you, that first drive was, what, 17, 18 plays, whatever it was?
Yep.
I mean, Washington moved the football. They were down 12 at half, down 11 at the end of three quarters, and they were minus four turnover differential. I mean, that it sounds like it was a 30-point win, and I get it. But at the end of the day, without the turnovers, there's a different conversation to be had. If that gets into the fourth quarter and the Eagles are worn out and Jaden Daniels still running around, you know, like he's 22 years old.
Mike Mayock with us. Mike, simple question. Who do you think is the better football team, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles?
It's not a simple question.
Simple question, maybe not a simple answer. How about that?
No, you know what? I think it's really cool, and it's every team sport, and why I love it, is the Eagles have the better roster. And I remember Dan Campbell said earlier this year or last year, he said, we're not trying to get the best 53. We're trying to get the right 53 in the building. And that made a lot of sense to me. And I think the Eagles have done a great job after they fell apart last year to put this thing back together, especially with Vic and Kellen and bringing in Barkley and Zach Bond. And everything they've done has been spot on. And I've said it 100 times, they're a better roster. Does that mean they're a better football team? No. I mean, if you were really honest, guys, you know, we talked about this a week ago, and you had your last $100 in your pocket, and Patrick Mahomes had the ball on the minus 20-yard line with 2 minutes and 12 seconds and a timeout, who would you bet on?
Yep, would bet on Patrick Mahomes.
How about you, Mike?
I'm betting on the defense.
Attaboy.
You know me, Mike. I'm not saying how confident I would be in it. I would be in that bet.
How much he's betting.
Yeah. I think I would bet on the defense.
All right, Mike. Well, I mean, give us your prediction on this one. I can hear in your voice, like I heard really the last
that
two
Rams
games,
game, yeah.
The Rams game and even the Commanders game. And I felt similarly that you look at the Eagles and they've been so dominant, but you got to look at the other team too. And we're talking about a team that has won two consecutive Super Bowls. What's your prediction for Sunday's game?
I think the everything's been so skewed in the playoffs because of the plus 10 turnover differential. And I don't know if that's sustainable. Okay. So the way I look at it today is the same way I looked at it back in August when everybody said that Kansas City couldn't three-peat. And I kept saying, as long as they got Andy and Patrick and they're chasing Tom Brady and Belichick, I'm not betting against them. So the way I look at this is I think it's going to be a close game going into the last half of the fourth quarter, and I think Kansas City's winning.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, they are favored, and they are the Chiefs, so it's certainly not an outlandish prediction. Hope you're wrong, though.
Look, I'm a coach's son, and I just think a certain way, and I guess I don't get too emotional. But growing up in Philly, hell, you know, I hope they blow them out. That'd be awesome.
Yep. All right, Mike. Well, thanks so much. We'd love to talk to you next week to wrap up the season, no matter how this one goes. And we appreciate you joining us all year.
Appreciate it, bro.
Half the year. But thanks so much.
Hey, I've enjoyed it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, thanks, Mike.
There he is, the great Mike Mayock. Elliott Shore Parks joins us right after.
The great Elliott Shore Parks.
Yes, yeah, the great Elliott Shore Parks, yeah.
It's just great to hear a great football guy like Mike Mayock say what I've been saying.
All right.
They're favorites. Oh, yes. They are favorites for a reason. Yeah. The big one-point fave.
Yeah. All right. Well,
1.5.
Yeah. Jack, why don't you tell them about National Plants Warehouse, and then we'll get to Elliott.
We're all trying to kill time. So, yeah.
What?
We're all trying to kill time.
Not here.
No, but like you
in
at
life.
Home.
In life. Okay.
This game
in life's
is
a little more depressing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about leading up to the game.
We're all waiting to die.
You guys are unbelievable. So we all want the game to start. You might as well go down to National Appliance Warehouse and check out what I've been talking about. So many great things going on at National Appliance Warehouse and so many things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. One of them is you're going to get a great price at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But they also are in tax-free Delaware, and They have great savings events like the President's Day Mega Sale that's going on right now. Also, on top of that, you're going to get a great experience. Mark Stomach and his team truly care about a family-friendly atmosphere at National Appliance Warehouse. You walk in, you feel like a part of their family, always having a good time with the appliances, and you're going to get the best appliance for you. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to budget, the National Appliance Warehouse has the right appliance for you. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in Saks-Free, Wilmington, or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, Elliot with us.
What up?
The Ike, Spike, and Fritz after WIP afternoon show in New Orleans. Just saw Emmett Smith pass by. Emmett Smith with a true hater comment earlier to Chris Sims said that even if Saquon wins the Super Bowl, even if the Eagles win the Super Bowl with Saquon,
right,
he finds Eric Dickerson's season more impressive and Terrell Davis's season more impressive than Saquon.
Did he say why other than they're old?
I didn't see.
That is some true hater stuff. I mean, if he has more yards and wins the Super Bowl, I'd be curious to hear the logic as to
And we know Eric Dickerson didn't win the Super Bowl.
And
I mean, Terrell Davis played with a Hall of Fame quarterback.
So is Jalen.
He's not there yet. But yeah.
Right. Terrell Davis carried John Elway to those titles.
No, I agree, but I mean.
I understand he was a Hall of Fame quarterback, but Peyton got carried to his last one.
It's a little preview of Jalen's Hall of Fame case in about 30 years.
I'm just saying, I got to keep it real.
Little Sutton's on the Airbnb. Hall of Fame Jalen got carried by Saquon.
Yeah. Anything new from, we saw Jalen Carter was not at media availability today.
Correct.
Anything new on his condition?
He's still sick. He was limited yesterday. I do think this is mostly trying to limit the spread.
Of course it is.
Right, but. Yeah.
I'm happy they're doing
yeah,
it.
And look, the game's not till Sunday. We've all been sick. I think we can all say by Sunday you hope he's feeling better. But if he's not, they will certainly IV him up and get him all that stuff. So
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, here's the thing. It's Thursday.
Dr.
ESP. And since yesterday, I'd be surprised if he's still feeling from flu-like symptoms.
Right.
4 days later.
But again,
right, 4 or 5 days later.
In this city. I can't guarantee anything.
That's why he's quarantined, basically. Yeah, right, yeah. And they're keeping him in his room. You keep fluids in him. You keep him away from everybody else so it doesn't start to spread throughout the team. And you got to start dealing with that stuff. So I'm good with it.
Because
these practices are barely above a walkthrough.
Right.
They're not out here practicing.
So you don't think him being limited in terms of him missing, like, running the plays in the game, you don't think that's a big deal?
Nope. Okay. And because of his position, it don't even matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because as a defensive lineman, he really just has to defeat the guy in front of him.
So with that, I think one of the more interesting decisions in this game, and I do wonder if it impacts the fact he's missing practice, I think he's played in one spot on that defensive line all year, and he's going up against the better guard in Kansas City with Trey Smith.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of logic in moving him over. So he's going up against Mike Caliendo. He's the backup left guard that went in. If you're not practicing during the week, is it tougher to move from spot to spot? He's played like 85% of his snaps on the one side.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Coach Fangio is doing a lot of complicated, creative
Slay
stuff.
Slay and Quinion don't move, too.
Yeah.
Like, he really keeps guys in their spot.
Yeah, and maybe they thrive in those positions. I don't care who it is at guard. You ain't blocking Jalen Carter with one guy.
I agree with
that. So whoever that guard is, it's going to be two of them.
Well, the other thing that it does is if he moves, it moves everybody. Like, it moves the guys who are normally playing on one side of him.
Spot, yeah.
You know, so I think in a game like this where the last thing you want to do is have a play blow up because an assignment was different.
Jason Avant.
Than you expected
twin.
It to
That's
be.
That's my twin, Jason. Yep. I'm just 6 feet. Just 2 feet taller than he is.
Yeah. the last thing you want is a guy saying, I thought I was supposed to be over there.
Yeah. They should, especially a game that could be so close one penalty, an extra first down via, penalty could matter. And the other part of that, too, I will say, is Milton Williams is that awesome year. So if we're talking about Jordan Davis doing the pass rushing, maybe there's a little more argument for it. But Milton Williams has been good against the Chiefs. He's played well this year. So, if Jalen Carter, if they're going to try to block him one-on-one so that they're helping out the left guard Caliendo, to your point, Jalen Carter one-on-one, you like his chances.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
What up, OG?
OG, do you have us on speakerphone?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
You still do.
Still do, yeah.
No, I don't.
All right. All right.
Or you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that makes sense. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Okay. Let me. I had to come into a quiet place. I'm in a store.
Okay.
So listen, you guys is concerning me a little bit. It seems like we got a lot of people down there more positive about our quarterback than, you know, the old show. You know, so, but one thing y'all didn't mention.
Every day you cry about Jalen. It's every day.
I'm landing my plane. Hey, listen. Here's something serious that y'all haven't said. Now, everybody's talking about Spags, all against Kellen Moore. Spags ain't going against Kellen Moore. Spags is going against Jeff Stoutland. So all that stuff that he throws. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm drawing
aren't
up.
Aren't they all on the same?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't get the difference here.
Actually not. Ike. No. Okay.
This is just OG setting up the fall guy if Jalen doesn't play.
No. Now we going great on great. We already know Jeff Stoutland is great, right, at offensive line play and picking.
Yep. So,
yeah, and we know that Spags is good at what he do. So now it's going to come down to what? OG Wave 4 point system.
Point system, yep.
As we know how that's going to turn out, Eagles going to win that one 4-0, you know, which was good. And I'm listening to Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock talking about all this. With how many fourth downs did they go for? Mike Mayock, you know that they went for four out of them, 18 plays. Four of them was on fourth down. Andy Reid will never do that like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. See, Washington did it because they playing with house money. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing for them to lose. Ain't no way in the world Andy Reid.
They played that way all year, and they were the best team on fourth down in the NFL.
Okay, Spike, I kind of think we agree on that. I just meant that point.
No, that's not what you said. You said they did it because they're playing with house money.
Well, I'm saying the city will not do that because of what's at stake here. Andy Reid don't play that kind of way. So I'm saying my point is Mike Mayock's thing – And them getting those long drives, and if the Eagles didn't turn the ball over four times, don't you know they're forced turnovers? They weren't just drop turnovers? You know, so that's almost like Micah Parsons said, if you take out the scoreboard, you know, the game was close. Well, congratulations, Mike. You just joined that club. We ain't here for that crap, all right? We ain't here for none of that crap, Spike.
That's what I'm here. Get fired up. That's what I want to hear, man.
I think you need a new bit. I just think your bit is like this many weeks of this same bit. I just like you're like the Rolling Stones, like touring playing Start. It's like Start Me Up Again. You know.
Let me tell you something, Spike, with your little bit, okay?
Yeah.
You still got a debt to pay here.
4-point system. Everybody's wrong. Jalen didn't do anything. He's better than Mahomes. He's my son. He's
the Mahomes point is fair.
Spike, you know what your bit is? Your movie company is going to get your damn renters.
You got a bad cell. You're in a bathroom.
Why don't you flush the toilet?
Yeah, go flush the toilet. I'm putting it on my roll. I'm not even hanging up on him. I'm not doing the surface hanging up on him. He's got a bad cell, whatever. Jason Avant's going to join us now.
Oh, yeah. He's going to hop on.
Oh, boy. All right.
Go
so
green.
We are in New Orleans.
Ike, you getting up? Or?
For Super Bowl 59. Well, you guys, you know,
it's
twins.
The best bit right there.
It's good. Yeah. Yeah. It's like unlike OG's.
Yeah.
Cooked bit. Yep.
We're in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. Jason Avant joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.